I can't recall the run it was, but I believe it was 1900s. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So this house was built just before 1900.
Did your daddy, was he a farmer, or your grandfather, was he a farmer?
My grandfather was a cotton ginner, and he owned about 2,000 acres of land near Richmond, Texas. And
this was your grandfather and your mother's side?
On my mother's side. My grandfather on the mother's side owned over 2,000 acres. And on the Brazos River. And it overflowed on him in about 2 years in a row, and he lost all his holdings. He had to sell his property to come out. And he lost all his fingers in a cotton gin.
That's a pretty uncommon thing to have that happen.
Yeah, he sure did. And he bought this house right here that we own today in the property, which we got 6 lots, $2,000.
Did you know him?
I did, yes. I knew him. I knew most of my grandfathers, but I didn't know my grandmothers.
Okay, your grandfather on your father's side. Tell me a little about him.
Right, okay. He was from Cameron, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And he came over here and made his livelihood here in this part of the country, and he's right now, he's buried out in the old cemetery right out here on the ridge out here. And in fact, both of my grandfathers are buried there.
Yeah. What, the town, did you knew what it was like when you were coming up?
Well, it was sort of, I would have to say, just, we knew everybody in the town. We were close.
Yeah.
You know, we just, I knew all my neighbors and knew all my, most everybody in this town, I knew them.
Yes.
But nowadays, it's building up so that you don't know, hardly know who's coming and going, really.
Yeah. Can you tell me about, you were talking about the city when you were coming up. It was closer, and yet there were 20,000 people here?
Well, that was before I was born. There's 20,000 or so people here until one of the hurricanes demolished the town.
Yeah.
And then when I came up, I knew everybody down here. But today I don't, because there's a lot more industry, a lot more activity. And when I was going to school, we had approximately 8 teachers in the whole school district. Now today, I would say 25, maybe 30. So that shows how it's grown in the past years that I've been here.
Mm. What about, you said you always lived in this house as long as...
That's right. The only time I moved from this house, my mother and father moved about 4 or 5 miles down the highway towards Galveston. And we lived there a couple of years. And I was just a young little boy going to school. And we stayed there 2 years, and then we moved back here. And I've been here, the only time I ever left was when I was in service in World War II.
Did you change how this house looks or anything like that?
On the outside, we kept approximately the same thing. Only thing we did, we added asbestos siding to it. And of course, we did a lot of improvements on the inside. But basically, the house is just like it was when it was built. It has square nails in it, and it's all the structure of it is built from about 4 1/4 by 4 1/4 studs, and your rafters is 2 1/4 by